Blog Talk Radio.
Some radio show, guys. Hope all is well. Hope everything is rocking and rolling with your families. You know, wherever you're at, travel or at home, just been doing like I guess most of us been doing, sitting around eating ice cream. I got to stop eating ice cream too. I got to stop that. I really do. I'm not going to stop eating ice cream. I'm just going to kind of back off of it. But more like yogurt. Watching TV. Watching these exciting football this year. Again, at the end of the day, hope all is well with that. And if you're down and out, keep your prayers going. Reach the people that can give you the energy, the drive, to give you the focus that you need to be moving forward in life. It's very, very important. Very, very important. The negative people run. Keep them close. So you know they're negative. You know it's more than negative. You can see them, but run. But also, too, hopefully you can talk to them and get them on a positive path also. But, guys, we're going to get into the show. I'm excited to talk about it. We're going to talk about the artificial intelligence tonight. And we're going to talk about should you be paying attention to it, be concerned, and benefits. We're going to talk about that, get into the topic. So excited to talk about that. First of all, I'm going to go into a biblical term on that. So it's September 19th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until around 9:15, 9:30, guys, we'll do the show. So also to my younger brother, Scotty Anderson, former NFL player, Detroit Lions, would be actually jumping in also too in the show. So I'm excited about that. Detroit Lions looking pretty good this year. I don't know how about the Jets. Cars looking pretty good. A lot of teams looking good out there. So we'll get into that too. So hopefully you join the show pretty soon. We'll see. But all right, also right now, Philippians 4th chapter 9th verse, it says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and God of peace will be with you. Say it again, Philippians 4th chapter, 9th verse. And I've asked some time, guys, you're going through certain things in your life, pick up the Bible sometime, read it, you know, keep you on path. It's good, it's good, it's good, it's good mental food. All right, you need it. Philippians 4th chapter, 9th verse. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and God of peace will be with you. He always liked it. We're going to talk about that too. I'm going to Bible school. It was fun. Mr. Zeno's father, both of them right now and in the right place in heaven. That's a good thing. We'll talk about that. I always got to stay on track sometime, guys. Sometimes we get so far off track. You got to get back in there on track. I'm going to give you a definition of artificial intelligence, guys. Artificial intelligence is the intelligence of machines or software, as opposed to the intelligence of human animals. It is also the field of study in computer science that develops and studies intelligent machines. AI may also refer to the machines themselves, artificial intelligence, okay? And also, too, guys, I'm actually on a new microphone tonight. It may be very, very sensitive, so I may be in and out with my microphone. So it picks up from here to New Zealand and back. Okay, so I'm still kind of filling with it. I hope you guys can hear me a little bit more, a lot clearer this time. Crystal clear. Hold on a second. I'm in an area where a lot of traffic is at, but hold on one second. Okay, what is the simple definition of AI? Is artificial intelligence leverages computers and machines to mimic the problem-solving and decision-making capabilities of the human mind, so artificial intelligence. And give me 1 second, guys. I'm going to actually end up moving my system into a different location. Hold on 1 second, guys. Okay, guys, I'm back on track. Hope you guys can hear me. So let's get back into the show. All right. So we're going to get into the artificial intelligence. I'm excited about the artificial intelligence, guys. When I was growing up in school, my favorite subject was science, believe it or not. That's the only subject in history that actually, you know, I was really focusing and just kind of something about it. It's just with the mind. I love it. Let me give you some history, guys, about something that you guys may not know about, okay? This is very, very interesting. AI is also, too, guys, it's been around. It's improved and improving, and we'll talk about the concerns of it. We'll talk about benefits of it, and also, too, we'll talk about this something that maybe you should be paying attention to. Let's get into it. Okay, now, we're going to get some history of AI, okay? Like I said, it's not something new. Yeah, actually, it started off, guys, in 1950 by Alan Turing. They did so-called a Turing test, okay? A Turing test. The same year, Isaac Asimov, 3 Laws of Robotics was actually created that year, the 3 Laws of Robotics. So they rock and roll with this, okay, the AI. In 1951, the first AI program was written. In 1955, the first self-learning game plan program was created. Okay. In 1959, the MIT AI lab was set up. So in between this time, in 1950, 1959, they were moving. They were already on AI and creating it. Now, in 1961, the first robot is introduced into the GM assembly line. I'm going to say it again now. In 1961, the first robot was introduced in the assembly line of the General Motors plant. In 1964, was actually seen the first demo of the AI program that understood natural language. This is 1964, okay? And I'm going to stop at about 2015. But in 1965, the first chat box was Eliza. It was invented. That was in 1965. The chatbot. In 1974, the first autonomous vehicle is created at Stanford AI Lab. In 1974. In 1989, the Carnegie Mellon created the first autonomous vehicle using neural network. That was in 1989. In 1997, the IBW Deep Blue beats Garry Kasparov at chess. And that was in 1997. It's called the Deep Blue beats. So it's really moving. It's moving. In 1999, Sony introduced IBO that same year, MIT AI Lab, okay? as an AI lab. That was the first emotional AI that demonstrated. And that was in 1999. Okay? In 2004, you have DARPA introduces the first autonomous challenge. That was in 2004. Okay? In 2009, Google starts building a self-driving car. In 2010, I'm going to go back to this. In 2009 now, hold on a second. 2009, Google starts building a self-driving car. In 2010, the Nervous Scientist demonstrates ability to write reports. Now, in 2011, IBM Watson, I know if you guys heard of it, because around that time it started kind of getting a lot of news prep, whatever. So Watson beats the celebrity champions. That same year, Siri, Google, everybody started using Siri. Everybody named mama name, try to get Siri, lose Siri, especially on iPhones and whatnot, Siri. Still using Siri. Okay. That same year, Siri, Google, now, and Carton become mainstream. Now, I mean, with this, in 2015, Elon Musk and others announces a $1 billion donation to OpenAI. And that was in 2015. So that's just some history, guys. From 1950, AI was already rocking and rolling. 1950. And that's huge. Now, check this out. In 2016, Google DeepMinds defeat Korean AlphaGo champion. That same year, Stanford introduces AI 100 report. The ALS that same year at UC Berkeley launches the Center for Human Capability Artificial Intelligence. That same year. That's all in 2016. So a lot's been moving with artificial intelligence, guys. There's a lot of us now, some of us right now, we're afraid of it, running from it. But this is something, and then most of us are excited about it, some are concerned, but you really start looking, paying attention to it and start learning, because it's been around. And the way things are set up right now, all around the world, I would say, that is being utilized. Office intelligence is there where you go right now. It's around you. A lot of people don't even know it. I tell you this, and I'm going to probably say this about a million times on the show. Hopefully not. And just getting into the show, I'm going to say this about the – I was talking to another buddy of mine, a friend of my brother. Actually, he's online right now. Scotty, you hear me? Scotty Anderson, guys, former New York. Oh, I said New York, just my bad. I'm so sorry, Scotty. Former Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I'm on here.
Can you hear me pretty clear? I'm working with this new microphone,
yeah,
man. I'm excited, man. Get this new microphone, man. All right, so I was just kind of getting like a rundown of the history of just basically AI, just basically it's the history of it. So, but I'm going to go into this. So basically, guys, I'm going to say this. I was actually... And I told some friends, and we drove through, family drove through a couple of times, just trying out the last couple of months, just going through fast food place. So I'm not going to call no particular names. I don't want, you know, but I'm going to say this. If I want to go through and I want to order some food or whatnot, I go through, I want to order, you know, I'm the customer. I want to order a hamburger with some cheese on it. I want some cheese. I want a double hamburger or something like that, or a single cheese. Well done. I would say 90% of the time, my cheese is missing. It's at the point now that I'm about to go get me some cheese, and just when they go through there and just put my cheese on there, and how it is down on the floor, just put on top of the roof, the car, and just let it heat up. I mean, I'm serious. But the thing about it, you order, and you expect to hopefully get that. And then you get there and say, don't go back and question that person. And that could be a situation. And then all of a sudden, you're missing something. They get the wrong order. And this has been consistent. Now, the benefit of certain restaurants now are using artificial intelligence robots, and they're actually flipping the fries, the burgers, and one thing about it, they're not going to complain. The order is going to be right. They won't be late for work because we just set the program that's going to be done. Now, I'm not saying, now I know that's a bad thing in a sense for, and I listen to things for the employees, the workers, but you got to think to yourself, if you're a CEO and you have a business, if you want your business to be right, you know, you want things to be in order, would you actually, if you can, have a robot set up, an AI or artificial intelligence to do certain things that you would like it to do? I'll tell you what, went to a restaurant the other day, drove through, and actually now the robot is actually taking the menu now at certain restaurants. You say right now in China, they're actually using drones. They're using drones around the world right now to deliver and drop off food. So it's a lot going on with the artificial intelligence that we'll get into tonight about a lot of benefits of it that I think is important to know. What is AI? So Amy Webb, this is interesting here. We're going to go into this. And Scott, stop me whenever you want to talk. I'm just going to get into some things and we can go back and get into specifics. Let me hit this one or two things and then just let me know what you think. But so actually, I was actually the other day was sent to a very, 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 I would say, this guy's a professor in a sense. This guy's very, very intelligent. He was he said, still want you to check this out. I said, okay. So he sent me this article from this professor, from New York professor, founder of the Future Today Institute. Okay? His name is Amy Webb, the professor. All right, so AI is able to think, image, imagine, and see things that a human cannot do. I'm going to say it again. AI is getting to the point now that's able to think, imagine, as fast as a human can do. It's able to find solutions. All right? This goes specific to, like, breast cancer right now. Breast cancer for females is huge. People don't talk about it enough. I know people that's had that, and it was rough when they were going through it, you know, and it's serious. And thank God that they're doing healthy right now and things like that. I would say that what's going on with the AI right now, again, guys, is able to – she was saying that it's able to change – the whole concept of breast cancer. They were able to see it, understand it, think it through imaging, and also the possibilities when it may come and may not, how to avoid it. It is huge. You guys must look at it. I'm sorry I didn't put the site to go to, but her name is Amy Webb, okay? We finished an interview with this physician and the professor, I'm sorry, that this is really interesting. But changing breast cancer, possibly, you know, AI is transporting us into a universe of vast potentials, transferring almost every aspect of human endeavor and experience. So, and that was Dr. Connie Lehman from Boston. You guys should check it out. And Amy Webb was one of the professors that was actually with Dr. Connie Lehman with breast cancer, guys. So for your females and males, too, just check it out. I mean, this is very, very interesting, a huge benefit. Anytime you can do something with an artificial intelligence to actually be able to think, to predict, to see it just as fast as a human mind to basically to help any human, it is, you can't. You know, it's nothing to even question about that. It's a huge benefit. And for any listeners out there, please look at it. This is very, very serious. Again, that's Amy Welk, a professor at NYC, and she's the founder of Future Today Institute. If you go to Dr. Lemon, that's CONNIELEAMON, that's in Boston. Hope I'm saying that right. I just wasn't so fast when I did it. There's four types of AI. Sky, there's a reactive, there's a limited memory, there's a theory of mind, and self-aware, okay? Now, the reactive study is called a react to existing conditions on programs with a predictable outcome based on input it receives, okay? So that's the reactive. So let me say it again. The react to existing conditions on programs with a predictable outcome based on the input it receives. So basically, Scott, you tell your AI, this robot, say, look, I want you to go down there and get me a little robot to go down there and get a soda at the machine. Or go soda, go out to the counter and say, speaks, I want to get a soda. Could you, or it goes, you lead it to a certain program in it to go and pick up a soda, Dr. Pepper, whatever, maybe Coca-Cola, whatever, any soda. That's basically what it's, they're saying. If I'm wrong, guys, you can call in and get your opinion on it. And that example is spam filters and Netflix, you know, recommendations engines. It's not a set of, it's not set to learn and receive anything like that, but that's the reactive. And there's a limited memory AI. It says the ability to absorb learning data to improve over the time. And you find a lot of AI robots right now, Scotty, that they're doing that right now. It's like the artificial intelligence is like, the ability to absorb learning data to improve over time, similar to the human brain, okay, is used for deep learning tools that are consistently updated and improved. I'm going to say it again. The limited memory AI, guys, is the ability to absorb learning data to improve over time, similar to the human brain, is used for deep learning tools that are consistently updated and improved. It can complete classification tasks. Also, too, it's used to historical data to make predictions. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example of that for like self-driving cars using limited AI because the algorithm uses training data to understand, not just to operate, okay? Not to understand, but just to operate and read its environment just when necessary. So that's the limited memory AI. And when I'm saying these four types, guys, it's going to kind of give you more clarity of what's going on with this artificial intelligence and what's been programmed in it and how it functions and works. Okay, theory of mind AI. Okay, this is also two machines that acquire decision-making capabilities. Okay, this is if. This is what's going on right now. It's at the point that it's if, and some may say it's already there, but I'm just saying this is if it's actually able to make decision capabilities like humans, then it's considered theory of mind, okay, AI. And this type of machines will be able to understand and remember emotions. And everybody knows the example of Sophia the robot. And, you know, you look at that right now, guys, in China, you can actually buy, you know, robots off the shelf right now. So, like, AI robot. And I'm serious. I'm not joking. So I don't know if you guys followed this or whatnot, but I've been following it for quite some time. But you're able to now buy female robot. I guess you can buy a male robot, too. You can buy a female robot. I don't know if they have a male robot, but they actually scattered right now. They're putting normal human females on the shelf right now. I'm joking right now. But I'm just saying, no, seriously, they're doing male and female robots, guys. So for male, female, you want a robot, you got male robot in China, they'll get you one, bring it back on the way to the States. For men, they have a male robot. So I don't know if they, I guess you can program them, put an algorithm in it, or you can go back to certain deals for the mind. I don't know if they have the theory of mind yet set up for it, but reactive, of course they have a reactive set up for it, and also to the limited memory AI set up for it. All right, self-aware AI, this would be when machines are if this come now. These two are just if this, all right, I'm going to say this again. A theory of mind AI, some may say exists, or supposed to exist in machines that acquire decision-making capabilities like humans. It does exist. I'm just going to make that, yeah. Then it's considered theory of mind AI. And this happens when machines will be able to understand and remember emotions. All right, example, robot Sophia, she's close to that capabilities. Except for where AI started, this would be when machines are not just aware of emotions and a mental state of others, but also their own. Example, consistentness, desires, emotions. All right? This is in development. It's not developed, but possible this is in development. Okay? That's separate AI. This would be when the machines are not just aware of emotions and mental state of others, but also their own. Now, speaking of that, I'm going to go to something, guys, about that, too. Now, this is about their own. I'm going to go to something with Elon Musk. And a lot of guys say, oh, I know about that. Okay, well, we'll read it anyway. All right, 10 AI creations, natural language generation, speech recognition, virtual agents, decision management, biometrics. I know the speech recognition right now. You can speak. And, Scott, I know sometimes you can speak. I speak to my computer all the time. By speaking to it, it can pick up my words. A lot of guys may speak a text message. I prefer, guys, if you're driving, if you text, don't text and driving. Okay, I'm not going to say that. But when you do a text, speak it. And I do it, but if I use it on another phone, my other phone, my newest phone, it won't work. It takes time for it to actually code, to be precision, to get the right words and whatnot. I'm from Louisiana, guys, so we speak all different types of languages down there. And our most popular language is FAST, okay? So machine learning, robotic process, automation, peer-to-peer network. So natural language generation, speech recognition, virtual agents, decision management, biometrics, machine learning, robotic process automation, peer-to-peer network. Those are 10 AI creations. So what do you think about all that I'm talking about right now? I'm going to get some things. I'm going to get your opinion. I'm just kind of just breaking this down to
the audience right listening. Now. I mean, I'm sure everybody's listening. If people don't know nothing about it, I mean, I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know, you have to listen. No, a lot of people don't know nothing about it.
No. You know, if you don't, it's pretty deep. So I'm going to get some things. I'm going to get your opinion on in a minute. I'm just kind of giving a breakdown of history of what's going on out there with the artificial intelligence because there's so much. There's so much in it. Okay, AI, changing the world, okay? Info on this, okay. Future of work, okay? When productive through automation is increased jobs, you know, jobs go away, Scotty. And that's a concern. So you, let me try to say this without being, okay, put it like this. There's a lot of jobs right now being lost because of artificial intelligence. You know, Scotty, now I think, you know, you have certain jobs that are safe out there, but a lot of jobs right now are being created through artificial intelligence that, you know, us as humans, we're losing our jobs. And not everyone is actually late to work. Not everyone is actually, you know, not consistent. There are a lot of professional people out there that's at work right now that need jobs that are on time. Their life is their job at some time, but they put it first in a certain sense for their families. They get up and go to work. They're on time. They've just been that all-around person, good person. You know, that person that you want to be to handle that position. But some CEOs think different. And that can be a problem, and I get to that in a minute, with the artificial intelligence. But there's jobs being right now, you know, 50% of the jobs will be of use through AI. And that's within the next 10 to 15 years, Scotty. That's that's a concern, right? That these robots are being created to eliminate a lot of jobs. People, when you're dealing with the world and the economy, people want things to be fast. They want it to be correct. They want things all that's out there. And this all goes back to the M-O-N-E-Y. You know, you think, Scott, if you're getting a lot of supply and demand, if you can get more supply because of the demand out there faster than a human can do it, why, like I say, robot is, I'm not saying that people all can complain, but the robot's not going to complain. The robot's going to work efficiently, fast, quick. It's going to get the job done. It's always on time. And it never quits. So that's what it's coming to. And that's just reality. That's why I say that people today, guys, and where I'm from, small town, where we're from, that we grew up in, a lot of rural towns, communities. We talk for golf a lot and everything. I'm always sometimes I'm looking out in the bottom. You see this huge company that's got in the middle of nowhere, But that company is making a lot of money with supply and demand because you have a lot of people, a lot of robots itself that's actually out there working for less people. Now, that's a fear and something to be concerned about a lot of towns that, you know, we grew up in that doesn't have a lot of people. A lot of small towns all across the mid parts of the United States or even rural areas around the United States. That's a concerning. A lot of people will be losing their jobs. Now, right now, there's a demand for teachers and things like that. And teachers are always a need. There's a lot of demands out there where a lot of robots can't just do certain jobs. And I know that would be one of them, I would say. I mean, it's certain things they can do, but you've got to have hands-on. You've got to be able to demonstrate, to talk, to interact. Things like that, guys, if I was you, if you're in that situation that you're in a job loss right now because of what we're talking about tonight, take along the lines like that, the jobs that requires you teaching kids and teaching people that, now require that hard labor, jobs and works you have now. You have forklifts. You have delivery services now, and we'll get into that in a minute about more into what AI has out there that is actually putting harm to a lot of people in the industry and around the world. AI also took corporate surveillance. Okay, you look at China for us, one country, guys. We'll go to the States. China is a country that is intended to lead the world in artificial intelligence. Now, you look at all the youth right now, the collegiate students in China, and even just some of the high school students in China, that age bracket from 15, I would say from 8, right? From the 8 to 15 years old, man, they light years ahead of the artificial intelligence, the programs, the way they use smartphones, the way things are being done, the studying they're doing out there. You know, I'm not going to compare our country. I'm just saying that we have to do better as a country here in the States to improve that for our youth, you know, to get that caught up. But also, two China leads in the world of e-commerce. The drones are being delivered to rural villages here right now. But you have drones right now delivering food. And there's some golf courses not there that does that, but there's drones being delivering food, stores with less cashiers, more facial recognition for safety. That's a benefit, right? But that's my prophecy to some people too. So we were actually at the Super Bowl in Minnesota, Scotty, years ago. This little robot, I see him now. I see the son of a gun right now. I see him. I feel like I'm on YouTube, but it's right before they call it, start introducing. But you walk past him, you know, when I walked past him, I heard a snap. His eyes are cameras. Okay? So when I walked past him, everybody looked at him, wanted to look at him, and I heard, I saw his eyes, but she took a picture, but that just that quick. He probably felt like, well, okay, this guy's a certain height, a certain size, he could be here for Super Bowl. But yeah, he got me real quick. So, but for the facial recognition, that's what's going on out there right now over in China. The young technicians are using their minds to make changes in the world, man. Not just for speed, but for consistency and more. You know, the companies, and there's companies steady investing billions of dollars into these companies. And especially in China, I would say, millions. Let me say that, let me phrase that. Millions of dollars for technology. You know, for example, this businessman, I watched him. It's called, you watch this guy, guys, you get a chance. It's called K.I.I. Fuli. That's Kai Fuli, right? He's born in Taiwan. And his parents sent him to Tennessee, actually, you know, for school, but for computer speech recognition, in which took him to Apple. A lot of guys know what I'm talking about already, because there's a lot of tech heads right now into the AI. But this guy was already on top of self-driving cars and teaching entrepreneurs about it. And then you get to Kyle Dong. He's actually 33 years old, CEO, and new startup called Momento. And that's an ability of autonomous vehicles, you know, vehicles driving on their own. So these guys are not playing around. They're not playing around. We're doing a good job over here in the state, but these guys are not playing around. And even though they have this one over in China, we have our chat over here, but they got a WeChat equivalent to Facebook. But China is 3 to 4 more times users than the United States because of the people, all right? The people, the supply and demand. But AI basically runs data to fuel by data. And with the facial recognition that's going on over there, Scott, with China, they so far ahead on a lot of things that's going on. We have to catch up on that. But going back to the facial recognition, you know, Scott, what's your thought about facial recognition? You going somewhere, you got the camera just taking your picture, everywhere you go is putting in a database. But the facial recognition also, too, is able to track you everywhere you go. Would you like to have something like that set up in the States? Well, we already have it, but it's already been done. I'm not going to get too much detail about it, but I know for a fact that it's been done in the States. A lot of things you look at, it may look like, you know, something, but it's actually a lot of facial recognition is already in existence. You know, Scott, what do you think about the facial recognition right now? Do you think that's a good thing to have for safety, or you think it's
good in a way? In a way, it's good. Then in a way, you don't want to be watched anywhere you go either. So, you know, it's good in a way. It goes both ways.
And it's something you said, that because there was this artist I talked to, a relative of mine. She said that there was an artist guy, this rapper, actually, his face was actually somewhere else. They actually moved his face somewhere that he didn't supposed, but that he wasn't even there, but they had his face in another area, like he was there. So. You know,
yeah, so it's like they can watch you everywhere. You don't want nobody watching you everywhere you go.
No, you really don't. No, you really don't. You really don't want that.
Who's watching you? That's the question. Who's taking a picture? Who's watching you?
Yes, and I think you think about it, look at these CEOs who's creating some of this information, right? That's what they send it to. They send it to, they in touch or in contact with the government, I guess. I mean, to do that. But I think now, since you said that, a lot of the government, I think at some point it's a possibility that with AI, it's moving so fast, there's no governance to it, right? So there's no oversight. It's moving so fast. But I think a lot of it, too, with the countries right now is competing to be that number one spot, right? to have all the information. And what country wouldn't want to have all the information? We're here in the beautiful United States. We're born and raised that. We love our country. Why would we want to be the number one in artificial intelligence? But at the same time, too, the government to where it can't hurt anybody either, right? But the safety. But you look at this, too. To the point of your age, certain countries, you know, you look at Shanghai, there's a scourge of jaywalking, right? So jaywalking in Shanghai, Scotty, you'd be walking across. And if you're jaywalking, basically you shouldn't be walking because the light hasn't changed yet. It automatically takes your photo and then it sends it right to being processed, in a sense, to get your to send your ticket. So Shanghai is going on right now. Now, you think we can't do this in the States? Oh, we can. We probably already have it. Oh, we have it. We have it. But we're not using it to that extreme. But that goes to what you said a while ago. You know, so you jaywalking, they send you a ticket right quick. So you're being watched pretty much everywhere you go. In that form, I guess, you know, it's like, okay, it covers a civil suit situation, right? For the country, for that state. But we have it. We're not going to talk about it. I'm quite sure we have it. But check this out, though. This CEO, Alex Rodriguez, right? So he has the self-driving semi-trucks right now. Young guy. Got it out on the West Coast. Alex Rodriguez, guys. Watch this. Alex. Alex has treated. He has the self-driving semi-trucks, Scotty, on the West Coast that's going pretty much from Arizona on that West Coast, California, through Seattle. Self-driving semi-trucks. So the semi-truck, Scotty, is not going to get tired. It's not going to cause an accident, pretty much. So it's able to drive, Scotty, into the actual warehouse facility or the port. Then you have AI robots, Scotty, that's actually putting the goods into the truck, and then the robot is on its way back, and you can track it like you do a GPS, track it. It's on the way back, riding the proper speed, stay in the lanes. It slows down. It's electric. So I'm quite sure it has its own database of electricity of the extra charging station that's within the truck. This is going on right now. But that's a concern with guys out there with their jobs. That's a concern. So guys with trucks, driving trucks, this is happening, and it's coming fast. So the algorithm is written by Yosha Benjal, and he's a small group of scientists kind of wrote this algorithm for this, right? And AI program is based on learning. It's as if it keeps searching for max completions. So I'm going to get into this, too. We get some other benefits, okay? The AI, it's quick, Scotty. It's fast. It doesn't feel pain. It's repetitive. And it actually put on incredible work. Humans cannot outthink an AI robot. You can't think that fast. You know, AI thinks, it thinks different than a human, right? So human, we think linear. You know how some people, Scotty, we look left and right? How many people, you know, we're in a country, we grew up in a country, we grew up hunting, right? We're young, right? So a lot of times you talk what? To look up in the air, right? To look up in the tree. All right? But the pretty miserably, the AI thinks looks totally different. It looks a 360 view. It doesn't stop searching and looking. But we only look one way 90% of the time. You go in the city, you look down in high rise or whatever, you're down looking. People looking straight. Very suddenly look up. So the AI robot is actually able to look and to move differently than a human. Being taught this way, it's been programmed, but it keeps searching to learn more. It doesn't stop. While we're sleeping, it's learning. You go look at AI Robot, right? Will Smith. Love the movie. I can watch that movie 1,000 times. And there was one scene in there where the robot was sitting in there. It was just learning. It's a study, just learning and learning and learning, processing information. All the way back to, it can be processing back to biblical times. And it's doing it right now, Scotty. This is happening right now. Artificial intelligence right now, they're building homes. They can actually build a grid for the roof, concrete. It's loading semi-trucks. It's unloading the trucks. Yeah, this is real. Like I said, it's more efficient at fast food restaurants. It's a whole nine. It just never stops, right? It never stops. Just keep growing. So this is a concern. I want you to think about this, guys. So check this out. So Elon Musk, right, he warned this now. He warned this. He told people. Now, Elon and some other friends, they're putting $1 billion, right, of learning and the intelligence of AI for giggles and sense. Let's see how much this thing will learn. Let's go out there. It's like, let's trial and error on this thing. See what it do. Not for it to go. So what happened, Scotty, and this is actually 6 years ago. Facebook shut down 6 years ago, was shut down because there was two AI programs, Scotty, were writing their own code. So what happened is these robots, they began to start talking among themselves. So basically, you write a code. So you have a robot, Scotty, I have a robot. I want to write it to do, teach it to study how someone's movements are. And you're going to study how my movements from left to right. You study how the movements are up and down, all right, vertical. Mine doing horizontal, yours doing vertical. But what happened, in a sense, I guess they came together and they started processing what they would do with that. Now, both of them are deciding what they do, horizontal, vertical. Now, at the same time, they add more speed to it. So they had to shut the robots down because their robots started learning each other, and they kept this really quiet, but it actually slept out. So example, another potential problem is that the CEO of AI, you have scattered with AIs. Let me say this again. Let me go to this one, go there. So that's what happened. The AI robots was what, again, the Will Smith was saying in robots, AI. What's the name of that robot was learning so much? I can't think of doggone. Come on, Steven, think of the robot. You can't think of the robot. Man, I watch Will Smith all the time, the robot. God dang, I'll think about it in a minute. All right, so that's what happens, Scotty. They start learning each other, and they had to shut it down. But the problem you have with CEOs with robots, Scotty, that's able to do this, everybody think different. Scotty, you may want your robot to do something different. I may want my robot to do something different. So that could be a potential problem. You may want your robot to just, I was wanting to go to the mailbox and back. I may want my robot to go to the mailbox. Then I want to go down after the mailbox. I want to open my mail. So you can have the robot doing different things, and it could be a potential problem. Not saying that the CEO is creating things bad with the robots, is that the information is being fed that Elon Musk warned the people. They warned it that it could be a potential problem if you watch how you program, how many programs is being put into this robot. And that's a concern. That's a concern. Okay? You look at Mark Zuckerberg, from CEO, Facebook, he thinks different a certain way, and that may think different than Elon. These guys are freaking awesome, what they've done and achievements they've accomplished and what they're doing. But that. I'm not, and I just want to know that they're doing everything in the right way. I'm just saying any other CEOs around the country can have this robot doing some other thing. You think, Scott, you know that we all talk about it. There's some people that's, they're off course in their minds. They may have this robot to go and all of a sudden have this robot, AI robot, he's going to all of a sudden go and go start breaking the cars, and anything he sees for a silver, he's going to grab it and keep going. Like you said, how you gonna detain this thing? You got to catch it once he's running fast, right? You know, so, I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. So what does Elon Musk say about artificial intelligence? Speaking of Elon, let's go here. The CEO of Tesla and SpaceX has expressed several concerns about artificial intelligence. He has warned us about potential dangers and risk associated with AI development. Now, this is the same guy that put in the money and sat down and had his coffee or Starbucks chilling, watching these machines, you know, from his desk and just where he at with his other guys, these techs, seeing what these things are doing. And they laughing about him. He's like, oh, I don't know about this one, man. You might have to check this out. So he has experience. So Musk has made statements indicating his belief that AI could pose essential threats to humanity if not properly regulated and controlled. He has expressed concerns about the rapid advancement of AI and the potential for it to surpass human intelligence, leading to unanticipated consequences. Musk has referred to AI development as summoning an demon and has called for proactive regulation to prevent its misuse. What do you think about this, guy? And Marie Samodi said. But let me go ahead.
Man,
go ahead.
It's so deep, you're not tuned in. A lot of people go over their head, but then it happened in the future, and then you'd be behind.
Yes. Yes. And you're definitely right now, listening right now, is like, man, I don't want to have no artificial intelligence. I said this, when we first got here in South Florida, I was this guy, and went out and said, man, he said, you've been on social media? You know about social media? I said, no, I'm not social media. I'm not, I don't have time for no social media. You know, we're country boys. I just want simple things. I want simple things, you know, and go from there, you know, and whatnot. He said, man, you better start learning it. And it kind of, you know, I got kind of like, what you meant for learning? He said, you better start learning it. You know, the other ball player, I'm going to call his name, but he was telling me. And I said, okay. I thought about what he said. Kind of looked pissed off about it. You know, I said, like, when he came at me, and I thought about it. I said, let me get into this social media stuff. Let me start learning. And he's right. He's right. But where we come from, Scott, you have a lot of people. No, I don't need to know about that. I don't hear nothing about no AI. No. Well, AI not able to track your movements. AI is able to show where you're going. AI was able to use your voice. And that was done, too. This, I think as an artist with Drake and some other artists out there, they were using it was able to use your voice, Scotty, and use your voice. All right, it pick your voice up, Ryan, and it calls somebody else and start talking to them. They think it's you. It's not you. That's the bad thing that it can do. All right? Now, if you're not paying attention to the capabilities of what it can do in a bad way, wrong people get their hands in it, on it, and unfortunately, it's already happening. So, like you said, if you don't start getting into an understanding, like this artificial intelligence, I need to start studying this and start paying attention to it. It could hurt me. You have someone can call, and it could be another voice on it, saying they're a banker or whatnot, or saying they need to get this, whatever. All of a sudden, you put your account in there, and they take what you they go on your bank account. They can take your interfere with your mortgage, a lot of stuff. You know, you'd be paying for things online that you shouldn't be that you don't need to be paying for, that you didn't ask for. But these are the possibilities and dangers that can happen. What Elon is saying, if it's in the wrong hands. Now, Musk goes, guys, the co-founder OpenAI. He said an organization focused on advancing friendly AI that benefits humanity while assuring safety measures are in place. He has emphasized the importance in aligning AI development with human values in order to mitigate potential risk. Now, Scott, I'm going to ask you a question. So going back to the countries, right? So we're in the United States. You have another country that's competing with artificial intelligence. You know, you as a president or you power of the government or certain positions here in the government, CEOs, who don't want to be in first place? Who don't want to win, right? You know, a place, first and third place, right? It's a hard decision right now, Scott. You think it's going around the world with the countries right now with artificial intelligence. I'm saying is the governance of it, right? How much are we going to allow to have in our country of this artificial intelligence? Are we going to allow to have? How much are you going to have to be able to use artificial intelligence? But again, the problem is who don't want to be in first place? Do we minimize what we have here? These, I think, Scott, are decisions being made. What do you think about that? I mean, that's a hard one, right? I mean, as a country, think about it. That's what's going on right now. People are sitting around right now having meetings right now as we speak. Do we need to put these governing laws in place to slow down the AI possibilities of not just distractions of hindering our country or the advancements of it? You know, Scott, you look at right now, you're speaking about our country. There was an artificial intelligence in the military, for the Air Force. A lot of these guys over there, they was competing against artificial intelligence. Scotty was driving in a simulator, driving the actual, say, a B-12 bomber. It wasn't B-12 bomber, to stand for as a high-impact M-Force aircraft. And what happened was the maneuvers that was made and the height of it, Scotty, as you go so high that you're so far you can go, the artificial intelligence was able to not just outmaneuver, but to consistently beat the human mind, the pilot. So who wouldn't want to have something like that for our safety in the United States, our country? So that's some decisions being made out there that's heavy, heavy, that like you said, Scott, that we need to, as a country and the people, not the country, say as the people, to start learning about how deep this is, artificial intelligence. I'm going to say this, I want you to chime in on something. In summary, Elon Musk has been vocal about the potential risks and challenges associated with AI, advocating for responsible development and regulation to ensure it's safe and beneficial integration into society. Elon Musk. Now, Scott, this is something right here, too. The scientist, Scott, it warns of us of loss of control. You know, the human minds than our own, right? The AI dangers. You know, Scott, the AI can affect... It could affect elections. It can affect global governance. You know, these are the dangers of it, right? I mean, think about someone using your voice, Scotty, and they call in somebody else, and it's not you. You think about right now on Instagram, a lot of people on Instagram, there could be an AI robot that's out there that's dressed up in a bikini, robots. And you liking it, you putting likes all over someone, right? And then it's conversating with you. And it's conversating to see how you think, how you move, how you react to certain things. And that was going on, Scott, it was a problem over in China that is concerned with AI robots, is that it was able to see how your movement, Scott, how you move to certain things, right? How you, your walk, actually emulate your walk, not just the way you talk, to where you throw your hands up. These are things that's going on with artificial intelligence. And the movement of it is light years ahead, moving so fast. You look right now at advanced models like being created, like ChatGPT. Like Scott, you know, like my guys, I would say this, my younger brother, my older brother, they are freaking intelligent. I don't care what nobody, look, let me tell you something. My older brother, Anthony, made the dean's list. He don't talk about it, okay? My older brother made the dean's list. Extreme intelligent. But he never really talks about it at all. And my wife, Scotty, he don't talk about it. But my younger brother, Scotty, he doesn't need a calculator. Yeah, my younger brother on the phone right now. He can think. My God, and think. His mind mathematically is incredible. Scott, what I should tell you when we stopped playing ball, I said Scott should be up there working for the doggone stock exchange. He laughed at me. But he has that mind.
Well, you know, Mama taught school, so I used to have to go as a little bitty boy, go to school elementary, and I have to stay after school. So when people go home from school as a little key, and I'm there to 5-6 with the teacher, so I was just more advanced. You know, they moved me from Hawk to the junior high down there. That's why I was ahead. I graduated a year early. I never forget. I had a tennis ball in my hand. I rode a yellow bus. They took me out of the elementary and moved me. Just took me completely out of school. Mama, I don't want to know it, and took me just in the middle of school and took me to the other grade. Like, they weren't supposed to do that, but I was advanced. I was on top of it, you know, for us. Just being around the school teacher, it's just different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you think about, and I'm going to say it to say this to my brother's guy. Now, for me, I'm always like a science person. I like to study, you know, I like the history. I like to outdoors, I can put my hands on it, look at it, and see what it's going to do. You know, I'm different. But my dad, my mom and dad, they were very, very intelligent themselves. But I thank God for for them. But I was saying going to the intelligence part of it, Scott, the ChatGPT, right? The ChatGPT, now, Scott, is going to what we're talking about, the smartness of it, is that, you know, kids today are not able, they don't have to think no more. You know, you don't use a calculator sometimes. You don't need a calculator. You said some other day you was at some store, corner store, getting something, at a side store, getting something, and then what happened was the guy was trying to beat you out the money, and you told him exactly what it was, that the money they owed you had to give it back, what it was, his calculator was being, he looked at you like you're crazy. I know. Your friends, your relatives know how fast you can think. I know. And but you think now they don't have this, their minds are being slowed up. I mean, they're looking at early Alzheimer's, you know, in their 60s, the way that you're going right now, not using their minds, but they don't use it because, you know, ChatGPT, they get all information. That's one pro. Now, I love ChatGPT. I'm not saying anything negative about it. I'm saying the negative part of it is the programs that a lot of programs set right now, a lot of the youth are not utilizing their mind. Now, versus over other countries, I would say that they're having to create programs to use their minds, and we need to be creative like that over here in a certain way. The disadvantage, Scotty. You know, loss of human connections, the misinformation or manipulation. You look at essential risk, lack of transparency, the bias of discrimination. What you said while it goes, Scotty, with privacy concerns, ethical dilemmas, and the security risk. Another disadvantage, Scotty, you're looking at is unemployment. You know, humans have to work, you know, to pay for rent, bills. You know, they have to, many of them have to work for their jobs to make, you know, to make it, you know, to make ends meet. But with AI, it's here. A lot of jobs are being lost. This is what's going on right now with their artificial intelligence. Concentration of power, you know, the dependence of AI, the job displacement. You look at economic inequality, the legal and regulatory challenges, the AI arms race, the loss of human connection, right? Just said a while ago, the human connection is being lost. You know, back in the day, guys, in the lab, we had the beepers, right? The beepers, and before that, we had the pay phones. You had to wait in line, but you had to communicate. People on the cell phone, you are a passive person. It used to be kind of disrespectful to walk past somebody and they say hello back in the day. Now a person walks past you. You can say hello to a young man. He's sort of engaged in his phone. He knows what you're saying. You know, same way to anybody, young lady can speak to another young lady. They are so engaged in their phone, they miss it. You know, that human connection has been lost a lot of different ways. Misinformation, you know, what we said a while ago, can be manipulated. You know, and then that can go to different consequences, existential risk. This is all part of it. You look at this too. It's so many different aspects that's missing, that's disadvantage with the artificial intelligence, and that's advantage. We talked about benefits, right? But these are things, guys, that we have to be aware of. You have to be aware of. I'm not sure this guy before we go. What do you think about a lot of these layoffs that's going on right now in the world, the jobs?
Well, they're setting all that up for what they got going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, they already know they're going to have some Burger King, McDonald's with robots in a few years. So, you know, they do look stuff like Circle K over here now. The people work here, don't work here. They just kind of monitor the thing. Because you go in there, you put your pop, you can put your thing, and it's, you rang up what you're buying and how much. Because all they're doing, they're going to stop a lot of, think about it. You ain't going to be able to steal nothing. They ain't going to be able to counterfeit nothing because the machine going to give you the change. If you take a piece of candy, they're going to have it marked. They might lock the door for it. They setting everything up for really. Shit, you might be looking at robots on the NFL and NBA the way they're going. Ain't going to be no need for humans if they keep all the robots. It's going to be a bunch of robots.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, too, with our robot. I'll look at our robot.
It's good for certain things. Now, it's good for certain things, but like you said, if it just flip out and it's a computer, still a computer.
It's still a computer. When you look at for arms, we just mentioned right now with the arms, right? When you look at the military, well, this you look at right now how you have this robot right now can shoot, and it can see the difference between I guess they can consider good and evil, however they program it. They can see, you can program it any way you want to. But when you get one of those things that's loose walking around here, all of a sudden it starts seeing something small or something tall, and all of a sudden it just starts shooting. You know, you're like, what is... So, to Elon Musk, what he's saying is that it can be demonic. It can, if it's in the wrong hands. It can. And you have people right now with the technology. We said, guys, that there's robots that was talking to other robots. Programs. You program that robot to think wrong, to think as, they said, even to the point that it may be sort of affecting elections. That it could, listen, artificial intelligence, guys, now, it's so much that, and we're going to get off to this soon, it's so much that it's a whole other stage and state of it that can be discussed with artificial intelligence. That now, they have it now that actually sky they have instead of now, the artificial intelligence can actually can study images, right? So like I said, the way you walk and move, that has to be him or that has to be her. Or that's a human. That's an animal. That's some other creature we don't know of. It's able to actually determine size, height, and also, too, right now, heat, temperature. So who knows, is there no robots that can be put onto, now for us and the benefit of it, for us as a country. Us as a country, I want to protect our country. Bill them for that, but make sure you maintain those things, you know. Maintain them. Keep them where they need to be at. Don't let them loose. Don't let the wrong person go in there. All of a sudden, he's mad at everybody else because he didn't get his cheeseburger right. You know what I mean? I want my cheese and my hamburger. So all of a sudden, they go in there and say, well, you know what? I'm going to let some of these robots loose, and they're dangerous. But by the time you catch them, like you said, you can't. How are you going to kill them? You got to contain them, or you got to have a missile or something to break. I mean, you know, it's a problem. So when you have people, guys, like CEOs that sit back, have a cup of coffee, or, like I said, just relaxing, or having a drink, whatever you're doing, glass of wine, eating wings, whatever they may be doing, sitting there watching these robots being created and how they movement and things like that. And they telling you specifically that, listen, pay attention to these robots. They're a little bit off-center. They're not right. This batch here or this 100 that's been created, they need to be terminated. Terminated. Because they're not right. Recode the program. You know, these are the dangers that can happen. So, Scott, you have vehicles got it right now with Tesla. You can program it to come to you. You can be grocery shop, and you can come outside, and you can program your car to come to you. The car can drive by itself, right? I talked about this a little bit ago. Way back in 2000, I was with Mercedes as a product specialist. We went to their factory in Woodcliff, New Jersey. They had a Mercedes in there. It was all gold. That car, they had some other features to the car. But this car would actually, at the time, Scott, that car, that was in 2000, that car was actually around close to a little bit, $200,000, a little bit more. But this, you know, I'm not going to say the price tag on it because it's way more. But what this car would do, this car would drive, you could sleep. You're sleeping, it would drive down the lane, and it would slow down. That was in 2000. And the crew that was there was there as a part specialist, we were there at in Woodcliff, New Jersey, Mercedes plant. They had this car. That was in 2000 to do this, Mercedes. Now, all these other cars, Officer Intel's been around since 1950. But Scotty, what you're saying right now, what we're talking about, is that this is what is here. You could be, there's cars right now that bring delivery, bring things to you. There's self-driving cars, Scotty, will pick you up as a Lyft ride right now. It's happening. But what if it's the wrong person that hand in their hand say, you know what? I'm going to drive you, all right? I'm going to drive you off this cliff. You know, I mean, there's things to think about. So what Elon had mentioned, you know, about what he's saying is there's benefits, but there's also two concerns. You have to – now, would I try? Oh, yeah, I'm going to try it. I get in there and try and see what it do. But make sure the right oversight and – to the point that it may have to be governed at some point, but right now as a country, I think here in the United States, our country, I want us to be first. Absolutely. We were number one. So get as much information you can as this country for the future, but also to maintain the behavior of it. What do you think? I'm going to let everybody go.
Well, you know, it's just it's so much because I mean, the stuff they talk about is way out there. So you hear people talking, but tomorrow they're going to get back off of it. Then you look around a few years and not, it actually happened. You know?
Right. What's got it, too?
But then it's too late then, though.
It is.
When you realize it, it's too late.
Yeah. It is, but I feel, I would say this, Scotty, where we go, I'll say for the seniors out there and the people, too, that's in your areas that you feel that you don't need to be paying attention to artificial intelligence or in the study. These days, you have to do some, Rob Parker, that's who it was, Rob Parker, he told me, he said, Stevie, you better start learning that social media. I said, I'm not learning social media, he said, you better start learning. And, these days, the way things are set up, you need to kind of get in tune and informed of what's going on in the world right now. These are the days and times that we need to do this. And also, to the guys, it can help you a lot of ways for your businesses. I'm for that. And, of course, we're all not for anything to hurt anybody, to hurt society, to anything, to danger. We are strongly disagree with that. And I think everybody else, too, a lot of people are the same way. But yes, Scott, I think to the point right now is also, too, I would say that artificial intelligence also, something now that it actually, they had a game out there, a chess game, and that chess game was able to actually to predict what this person, not predict, but it's actually, it did a, what it did, it actually did a move, made a move. It wasn't a chess game. It was a game like checkers and chess. I forgot the name of it. But it's actually been able to make a move that's never been seen before by the human eye. A human able to create this move. So it's able to think ahead. I'm going to say it again. Artificial intelligence now, guys, is able to think ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to create something that's going to outthink us. Then it's going to kill us all up or something, because if it's going to be smarter than us, then what?
Exactly. So it you have to pay attention. But, you know, you have to definitely, I think everybody should start paying attention to this. I think everyone should start reading into it, see how it operates. There's a lot of chat bots out there, like, you know, like ChatGPT was talking about, that can help you in a lot of ways, got it, with benefits of, you know, you need a, if you're an auto mechanic, if you're in school right now, you're this student that needs to have an essay done, how do I write an essay, how do I put this paragraph or put this in a certain way to learning, use it to learn. Don't use it to be lazy. Use it to be knowledgeable. Like I said, use it for that. And I think if it's used in a positive way, it'd be a huge benefit. And I think, Scotty, we need to get our youth to, we want to do this AI since we have it. Let's get our youth involved in it and the people around us that's afraid of social media and learn artificial intelligence. We have to get them advanced up on it because this is the world now. It's here. It's here. It ran up on us. It's outrunning us. So right now we have to catch up. You know. So anything you want to close out, Scotty, on the show? Are you good to go? What you want to say? Say anything about
it? No, I'm good to go.
Well, Scott, thanks for joining the show, my younger brother guys, and hopefully we share some very, very informative information. Scott told me to do a little talking just to sit back, and he would kind of chime in and get this information out to you guys because it's very, very important information we want to share to you guys. And some of you guys, of course, already know it and know more, but there are some guys out there that don't know a thing about this, and we want to share and the information for AI, artificial intelligence, about the powers of it, that you can be concerned about, and all the powers of the benefits of it, and just also, too, just to pay attention to it. But for your listeners, hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll tune in to you guys next week, and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend. All right, Scott, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Thanks for joining. All right. All right. Bye-bye.
In the park on a Saturday by the lake, yeah.